I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas accepts a UN resolution backing a plan to end the war with Israel and Gaza and is ready to negotiate details, a senior official of the Palestinian militant group said on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reacted in Tel Aviv.
Well, I say it is a hopeful sign, just as statement that they issued after the president made his proposal 10 days ago was hopeful, but it's not dispositive. What's so far been dispositive one way or another is the word coming from Hamas leadership in Gaza. That's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet.
Blinken met Israeli officials on Tuesday in a push to end the 8-month-old Israeli air and ground war against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky struck the theme of peace in a speech on Tuesday, the first of many over the next few days. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Starting a week of intense diplomacy, the tour will see Volodymyr Zelensky travel to the Group of Seven summit of Ukraine's leading Western allies in Italy and a global peace summit in Switzerland. Ukraine's leader renewed his calls for more help from allies at a Ukraine recovery conference in Berlin. Zelensky says, we want to give diplomacy a chance, and we've gathered around 100 countries for this. Ukraine has never relied solely on the power of weapons. Zelensky added that there'll be leaders from all parts of the world at the peace summit. I'm Charles Villavesma.
The U.S. State Department said on Tuesday it has lifted a ban on providing American weapons and training to a controversial Ukrainian military unit that was key to the defense of the major port city of Mariupol. The Azov Brigade is among Ukraine's most effective and popular fighting units, but it's been dogged by its origins that drew fighters from far-right circles.